Thank you. Our next question.
John Stevenson. 24% rise in house prices last year. How will the next generation be able to afford their own house? Has home ownership policy backfired?
B. Campbell.
Yes, it has. I mean, for all sorts of reasons, not least that people who live in our biggest city, who are, you know, ordinary workers, can't afford to buy their own houses. But something very sick, I think, has happened to the way in which we think about the thing we live in, our home. It's become something which isn't just a home, it's an investment, it's something that you expect to make capital from, and meanwhile we've disinvested in what used to be a very important part of our landscape, social housing, where, unlike most other countries in Europe, we use housing as something which is, you know, there for profit, not for living in, and we've produced a market that has become unsustainable, unendurable, and is making our biggest and best cities impossible to live in.
Thank you. We're told, David Miliband, in London, for instance, that you have to have now, to get onto the housing ladder, you have to have earned twice the national average to get the mortgage to pay for the bottom end of the market house.
Well, there are very serious issues about the provision of affordable housing, but I'm very reticent or reluctant to agree that the home ownership has backfired, because I think it has been an enormous source of liberation for many people to have their own house. I think we should actually be seeking ways to have more people have the opportunity to own their own house rather than less.
Thank you. And Joan Wormsley?
I think it's a major problem, particularly for people working in the social public services that are not extremely well paid, particularly in London and some parts of the country. But I'll give you a little fact. There are 750,000 empty homes in this country and 600,000 homeless families. Well, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to work that one out. I think we have to be a lot more creative about how we provide homes for people.
Alan Duncan.
Let this be a warning to the government that what goes up so far and so fast is bound eventually to come down. We have the lowest interest rates for decades, I admit, but once the level of borrowing we've got and the house prices which are sustained on it is changed by a tweak in interest rates, this government is going to be in great problems, but at least when they have their problems, people will be able to buy a house which is less expensive than it is now.